Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply brainwashed. Brainwashed. When you hear that term brainwashed, it usually carries a negative connotation. Oftentimes, it's sometimes even used as an insult to another individual. However, when you think about it in specific terms, it is as essential to wash our brains than it is anything else that we routinely wash. You can go to the car wash and you, of course, get your automobile cleaned. We go to the laundromat to get clothes cleaned. Of course, everybody takes a bath or a shower every single day, and we even wash our mouths and inside our ears. We want every part of the outside of our bodies to be clean, but oftentimes we overlook the necessity of cleaning our brain, of making sure that our brain has been washed of all the negativity and junk and mess that takes place every single day that often leaves a buildup or a residue that then opens a door to fears and doubts and a lack of confidence for many. Well, if you're going to run a successful business, if you're going to lead a powerful organization, then the brainwash concept has to be one that we all embrace. Because yes, just like our clothes, our cars, our bodies, our mouths, we all need our brains washed more often than we don't. Let's outline how we do that. Now, obviously, when we say brainwash, I'm not telling you to go out and join some group or organization that's going to feed you information that you might not deem healthy. No, on the contrary, there are ways that we can all individually and independently wash our brains, and our clean, washed brains will impact somebody else. Let's outline what we do to wash our brains with the WASH acronym. The W in our WASH acronym reminds us of the importance of wisdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of wisdom. The old adage is we only gain wisdom from our mistakes or our mentors. Our wisdom is that process of securing and acquiring knowledge. When was the last time you took the time to study your industry, to study every aspect of the company that you represent, to do everything you could to know everything about what you're going to present to others this day and beyond? My friends, I challenge you to gain wisdom regarding growing teams and professional development and personal development. Gain wisdom as it pertains to the products and services you offer. Gain wisdom as it pertains to the competition and the industry and the standards and the policies and the procedures. If you ever taken the time to flip through the television channels, I'm sure that you've come across C-SPAN. Well, C-SPAN is a political television network that shows everything related to all aspects of government. It's probably deemed one of the most boring shows on television. However, in it, if a person sits down and watches, there's wisdom that can be gained from understanding the policies and the procedures and the parliamentary rules that govern how our country operates. By the same token, my friends, there are some aspects of wisdom that we all might deem a little boring. It's not exciting. Obviously, we all would love to listen to the radio and listen and dance to our favorite song as we drive down the street. But in lieu of that, we can also gain wisdom, because if we wash our brains with wisdom, we become wiser, and that wisdom can be passed on to somebody else. You may be someone else's C-SPAN. You might be somebody else's dictionary or Wikipedia. For you, you may be the standard bearer that people look to, and by connecting with you, you're washing the brains of the people on your team. That next component leads us into that. That A in our WASH acronym outlines how we can clean our brains through associations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, through associations. Usually around the end of the year, people begin to reflect on every mistake they made in that year. They look at their associations and see which relationships relationships were healthy and which ones were not. Well, that's a brainwashing activity that should take place more than just at the end or the beginning of a year. We should constantly evaluate those individuals that we call our friends and associates, our partners and our clients. Yes, my friends, our associations mean everything. Why? Because who you associate with determines the picture that you see of yourself. So, for example, let's just say that you started hanging out at the Salvation Army, not as a volunteer, but you started hanging out with the people at the Salvation Army and the homeless shelter, and every now and then you say, you know what, I'm going to spend the night at this shelter and just hang out with the guys here. I kind of like these people. They're cool. I want to spend some time with them. Before long, you will be in the same position as they are in, because you will begin to see yourself just like your associations. Our images of ourselves are guided in part by those we hang around. Our grandparents said it like this: birds of a feather flock together. They also say that if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, that it must be a duck. My friends, I assure you that when you aspire to associate with those who have like minds, that with those who want to do better and go more and grow more, then it changes everything. I can tell you a personal example of when I began to hang around a friend of mine that owned his own private jet. I had never even thought about owning a jet before I began to hang around a friend who had one. And when I began to fly with him to different places that he would go, it would change my mind and say to me, this is what I need. So I began to look at commercial travel differently because I changed my association. He began to tell me how easy it was to obtain one and how much everybody needed one. Well, that association raised my expectation. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to begin to hover with the jet crowd and go wherever you can to see a new picture of you, because every crowd that you, the new crowd, a new association that you make, is a stepping stone to your future. It's a stepping stone to getting exactly what you want. Then next, my friends and neighbors, we may not get to finish this lesson today. That S in our WASH acronym reminds us of the importance of saturation. Yes, saturation. You know, when you wash clothes, you don't just wash them, you also have to soak them. And even in a washing machine, the wash cycle includes a soaking process. This is the process of allowing the detergent to go to work on the dirt and the grime. Well, by the same token, my friends, saturation means that we are inundating ourselves with positivity, that we're inundating ourselves with good news, with good information, that we're soaking our minds with the best things that our minds can hear. I don't care if it is motivational speech. I don't care if it's a daily podcast, but the art of saturation is where you sit down on your own and allow your brain to soak in all the positivity. It could be the art of thanksgiving. It could be allowing your brain to soak in all the good that has happened to you over the course of the past weeks or months or years. But if you're focused on saturating your mind with good, guess what? Your mouth will follow. That means your words will be uplifting, that your information you provide will be encouraging, and people will gravitate to you like never before. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'm telling you that you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.